You're listening to the Texas Standard.
4 years after the disappearance of 43 Mexican college students, who knows what happened to them? A government inquiry was inconclusive, and it became an international scandal after it was learned some people were tortured to make confessions. Parents of the disappeared say the government has been dragging its feet. Now comes a blockbuster legal opinion designed to force the government to loop in the parents and put them at the heart of a new impartial investigation. Azam Ahmed is reporting on it. He is the Mexico bureau chief for the New York Times. Azam, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly has the federal court ordered the Mexican government to do, and how is this different from what the government's done in the past?
So the circuit court in the state of Tamaulipas was responding to an appeal made by some of the people who were accused of kidnapping the kids in the first place. And they alleged torture, that they'd been tortured, and there was widespread evidence that there actually had been torture. It's a relatively common practice in municipalities for the police to sort of force confessions. And the judges, who were meant to rule on the actual issue of whether or not the evidence obtained from these people was admissible, went a step farther, and they reviewed the entire case and essentially said, yes, these people were tortured. In addition to that, this investigation has been a mess from the very beginning. It's been sloppy, it's been impartial, it's been dedicated towards one line of inquiry, meaning essentially the government thought one thing had happened and they searched out evidence to prove that their theory was right. So they ordered up a truth commission, and not just any old truth commission. They said that the parents and their lawyers, the parents of the missing students and their lawyers, as well as the National Human Rights Commission, would direct the inquiry alongside what they call the PGR here, which is essentially the nation's federal attorney general's office. So the federal government would essentially have to follow whatever leads the families and the National Human Rights Commission thought were the most appropriate.
That's pretty remarkable. And as I understand it, the attorneys for the families were somewhat stunned by the judge's ruling here. What was that about?
Yeah, we were all sort of stunned. This being Mexico, I initially was skeptical. I wondered, like, is this an election? There's presidential elections in a couple of weeks here.
Right.
And I wondered, maybe this is a ploy to try and win over voter confidence, a mea culpa that's going to go nowhere. So I called the lawyers who have been kind of on this case from the very beginning. They're extraordinarily effective. And they were like, we had no idea this was coming. And the decision was a 1,200-page decision. So they spent the next 3 or 4 hours reading through it. And then the chief lawyer called me and said, this is historic. I've never seen anything like this.
Historic?
It's clearly not. Yeah, he said it was historic. He hadn't seen anything like it. And that it had essentially taken a step he'd never before seen a federal court take, which was essentially telling the government, this case is completely illegitimate. You guys need to start from scratch. And there's so many passages within this gigantic document that just are lacerating, where they talk about the government's impartiality. They talk about the government's lack of ethics in that investigation. They talk about how they tortured various, you know, supposed suspects in order to get and obtain a confession that aligned with their view of what had happened. Now, the complication of it is the court gave sort of a 10-day deadline for this to happen. And relatively soon after the decision came out, the government said they disagreed. Now, the case is not appealable. This itself was an appeal. Mm-hmm. So there's no real recourse other than for the government simply not to comply, which many people suspect they probably will not comply, because it's a challenging thing to do in 10 days for a government that wanted to do it. Beyond that, there's other questions like, does the judge have the authority to go so far beyond the scope of the ruling? You know, their ruling is essentially, is this evidence admissible? Did these people get tortured?
Right.
It was a resounding and clear yes. But can they then say, in addition to that, beyond the scope of what you've asked us and what you've put before us, we're ordering you to start from scratch? So for sure, it was a big statement about justice and about the rule of law here and about what these parents have been denied for more than 3 years. But whether or not they're actually going to comply with it is still a pretty big question.
Azam Ahmed is the Mexico bureau chief for the New York Times. Azam, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.